President, welcome. Good to have you back. We just had a wonderful discussion about our bilateral relations. Great discussion about the world. I really enjoy talking to a man of vision and strength and strength. President Crawford did a fantastic job for Ghana. And he is, he's told the people of his country he'd bring honesty to government, and he has. He told the people of this country that he would work on a stable economic platform for, and he has done that as well. And he's a man of peace. He cares deeply about peace and the region. As a result of his leadership and our confidence in his government, we're very happy to work with this country to promote what we call the Millennium Challenge. Statement of our respect, and it's a statement for our appreciation for somebody who is willing to invest in people, who's willing to fight corruption, who's willing to help a market economy grow. Mr. President, congratulations on the record of leadership. Thank you for being a man of peace. Thank you for coming to Washington.
I want to thank the President for understanding Africa. In his watch over the past 5 years or so, he's done so much in terms of contributing to the fight against HIV/AIDS on two fronts. The fund, we set a $15 billion fund, some of which has helped to, in a way, save and also make life easier for over 400,000 afflicted people. Then on the education front, I was honored with a visit from Mrs. Bush just about 2 months ago, during which she launched a program towards linking universities of the United States and Africa to work out curriculum for primary and basic education, and also for supplying textbooks and education material for children, and also helping with education for girls. Then there's AGOA, which Ghana is benefiting from, even though there we need more help. And then there's the SIFA, Trade and Investment Framework Law. I believe this is a president that is helping Africa help itself. And we count on this support. On the MCA front, everything going to plan, Ghana and the United States will sign a compact by July. And that would enable Ghana pursue modernized agriculture. We are largely an agricultural country, and this project that would free hundreds of millions of dollars to help modernize our agriculture would affect as many as 3 million people, help reduce poverty, and also push growth for the economy. So we see the President as a friend of Ghana, and I can say of much of Africa.
Thank you.